These past few weeks, my fitness routine has been kind of all over the place. And it's mainly been because of one thing. My brain has been bringing up insecurities about my body and making me too focused on my appearance. Now, in the past, if I, you know, felt this way and was feeling insecure, I would strive to fix the problem myself. By this, I mean, if I didn't like my eyelashes, you know, I would get fake ones. If I didn't like my legs, I would, you know, do more workouts for them, or I would, you know, schedule my whole life around having more time in the gym. Now, this may sound totally okay and like, you know, pretty innocent, carefree, whatever. It's just like, you know, I'm gonna work out, build some more muscle on my legs. But the issue lies in the mindset behind it. The issue lies in that we're making our appearance too much of a priority. In other words, you're placing your identity in your appearance. And so this past month, God has been bringing to the surface for me that I was. I would tell myself that, you know, I worked out because I enjoyed it. But the past few weeks, past month, I realized I've been working out because I've disliked my body. And now, to give you a little background, I struggled with disordered eating, body dysmorphia. I didn't get professional help at this time. This was a few years ago, so I wasn't diagnosed. But looking back and talking to friends, it's very clear to see that I was going through that, and I just had no idea that it was an issue back then. But thankfully, God saved me from this as I started to grow in a relationship with Him. And the beginning of this year, I felt super confident in myself, but I was having a lot of pride in the way my appearance was. And this wasn't healthy either. Although I, you know, wasn't feeling really insecure about my body, I felt kind of prideful about my body, and those were creating feelings of, I don't even know how to describe it, but not such great feelings. So obviously drastic changes have taken place in my mind. I'm nowhere near the horrible state I was a few years ago, but things are going to still arise. And this past month, maybe even more than that, my fitness routine has, you know, been all over the place. And that's really because I'm focusing on making an internal change to make my appearance not a priority. And I know that I need to facilitate that change by evaluating what I do in a daily life. So if this sounds anything like you, like maybe you're struggling with the thoughts I'm having or, you know, some of the things that I used to go through, and maybe you don't even think that making your appearance a priority is an issue, I wanted to kind of lay out what this internal change looks like and how it can benefit our lives. And then how to cultivate that internal change by what we do daily. Now, first, I wanted to explain what this internal change looks like for me, as far as what the mindset I'm striving to have now about my appearance. So to start with, your appearance should not be the main focus. If it is, you will be left dissatisfied every single time. And you know, we see, you know, those fitness models and influencers, you know, whatever, on social media, maybe posing in front of the camera, looking really good. But chances are, you know, if you talk to them and maybe they even, you know, share with their followers, 99% of the time, they're dissatisfied with their bodies. Even the people that we look up to and we're like, wow, like they look so amazing, chances are they are not satisfied with their bodies. Because once you start working out and once you set a goal, every single time you hit that goal, you're going to constantly want more. And this doesn't just go in fitness, but in life. And this is why it's so important to enjoy the journey, not the outcome. And so when we're talking about appearance here, this is why we should not focus so much on our looks, or we're going to miss out in life. I always remind myself that our appearance is going to fade as the years go on. You know, we're going to get older, we're going to probably have gray hair and, you know, age, and that's a part of life. And then the problems you have now about, you know, what am I going to wear that'll make me look good, or, oh, I have stretch marks, or, oh, my legs don't look great. You know, those things we see as problems are going to mean nothing when we're on our deathbed. Like, that is not what life is about. I highly doubt we're going to be on our deathbed thinking about anything associated with our appearance. We're going to be thinking about, you know, our loved ones, how we contributed to the world. I know along the lines of what I would think about is my relationship with God and, you know, how I served others in my life and how I served God. And that mindset shift, having that, has just been kind of eye-opening to see. And not to mention, your appearance is the least interesting thing about you. Now, maybe that sounds kind of rude. You're like, wait, like I put a lot of effort into my appearance. But think about it this way. When you think about your favorite person, a family member, a friend, a romantic relationship, what is the one thing you love most about them? What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of them? I highly doubt what comes to mind first is their body, their appearance, their looks. What comes to mind first might be how they make you feel or their personality or whatever it may be, but I highly doubt it is their looks because it's just not the most interesting thing about us. Now, this internal change and adopting, you know, some of these beliefs that I just mentioned won't happen overnight. Like these things that I just talked about are something that I've had to constantly remind myself of. And I have to do this because I also have those voices of my past saying, you know, you can't eat that. You need to work out. You can't go to the beach in that bathing suit. People will judge you. People are staring at you because you look bad. Your body looks horrible. You need to work out. Like all of those thoughts, they still come from time to time. Some days more than others. And we need to write the new beliefs over them. The new beliefs that say, I am more than my body. God made me for more than this. He made me for a purpose. He didn't design me and create me on this earth to be focused on my looks. You know, we're supposed to serve him and serve others in this world. And I think the most amazing things happen when you do not focus so much on yourself, when you're instead focusing on other people and how you can help them, how you can contribute to their lives. That is where true joy is found. And those are the beliefs that we want to rewrite over, you know, some past limiting beliefs. But of course, we need to kind of change some things in our daily life. Well, I know I had to. Everyone is going to look a little bit different, you know, where you're at in your life right now. But I wanted to explain some things that I've been doing because even if an internal change is made, but our habits still include, you know, overanalyzing ourselves in the mirror, overexercising, you know, etc., is there really an internal change? You know what I mean? So we have to look at our lives, see what we're doing, and maybe put some new habits in place to replace the old habits. So some things I've been doing recently to take the focus off of my appearance is number one, picking a form of exercise that I enjoy and do not feel obligated to do. Maybe you're following someone on Instagram or social media and you see them do a workout and you're like, oh, like I want to do that workout, you know, but maybe you hate that workout. Like you absolutely hate it, but you do it because you're trying to look like that person. We can't look like anyone. Even if we did the same workout plan, we ate the same, like we would just not look like them. That is bound to lead to disaster because you're just going to be dissatisfied. So what I've been looking at is, you know, is what I'm doing right now, the form of exercise I have, do I truly enjoy it? And when you're first getting started in a fitness journey, you may absolutely hate working out. Obviously, working out is great for you, great for your health. So we want to find something that we can enjoy or at least not hate. So for me, I would include strength training. And this is because this is going to help me with my joint health, help my muscles to become stronger so that as, you know, I get older, I don't have things like osteoporosis or, you know, my bones aren't weak, things like that. I'm able to be stronger as I age. And then martial arts, because that's been a part of my life for the past 4 years. It helps me. And I truly just love that because it's kind of a form of meditation and you're just really in tune with your body. It's not focused on your appearance or what you look like. It's focused on what your body can do and how you're utilizing your body basically as a weapon. It's amazing. And then various forms of cardio. So cardiovascular health, so important. You know, if you're in a situation where you need to run from someone, if someone's chasing you or whatever, like, don't you want to be able to run? Don't you want to be able to walk a flight of stairs and not be out of breath? You know, that's what I think of. And then I love plyometric training. So that's focusing on explosive movements, power. That's really helping me with my martial arts. And then I have mobility and stretching. That's helping my joints, helping me to feel mobile, and also preventing me from injuries and rehabilitating injuries because I'm dealing with back pain, shoulder pain. Anyway, not to go so much into that, but moral of the story, number one is pick a form of exercise you enjoy. Now, number two is knowing when to rest and take some time off of working out. And I've been doing this lately because the past 3 years, I probably haven't taken like a consistent 3 days off in a row from working out. Like maybe at the most 2 days off from working out, but it's been a while. So last week I decided to not have like a specific training plan. I just decided to let my body do whatever, do what it enjoyed. And I didn't work out for quite a few of the days that week. And then some of the days I did just because I kind of wanted to move my body. I wanted to get like a little sweat in. And when you're focused on your appearance, taking some time off from working out can kind of make you freak out. And honestly, it kind of did. But something I just remind myself is your body is not going to change in the week or, you know, 2 weeks that you don't work out. And if you're needing that rest, you know, even like a few days a week, if you're needing that rest because you're feeling like you're letting your appearance dictate what you do, I think it's so beneficial to take that rest. So just being in tune with your body and knowing when you need that, and also praying to God and asking Him to allow you to rest. Because I think we can get so caught up in, like, you know, always being busy and always, you know, hustle culture and whatever, that we forget to slow down a little bit, rest, listen to what God is telling us. And I think it's just so important to do that. And then the third thing I've been doing to help me not focus so much on my appearance is not body checking throughout the day. And by this, I mean not going to the mirror anytime you see a mirror and looking at every single part of yourself, overanalyzing your face, you know, all of that. I used to body check throughout the day and I had to look by every mirror I went by. But here's the thing, your body may fluctuate throughout the day, okay? But in the end, nothing really changes. The only thing that will change every single time you look in the mirror is your mood. You're probably going to be like, ugh, why do I look that way? Or, you know, whatever it may be. So even at the gym, what I've been doing is not training near a mirror. And I'm just focused on the movement. If I want to see how I am performing an exercise, I video myself doing the exercise and then rewatch that video later. I think it's so important to be present in the movements that you're doing at the gym. And so by not having that mirror that you're tempted to look at while you're working out can really help you to stay present. And I know, you know, some things that work for me may not work for other people. So you kind of have to find what works. I've also experimented with doing outside workouts where there's no mirrors at all, just me, nature, and, you know, some pull-up bars like in a park. And that's been awesome as well. So just finding ways to not make your appearance that focus. Now, occasionally when I'm at the gym, maybe I'll go to the mirror, but I think the point I'm trying to make is we have to be aware of it and we have to know when too much is, you know, too much. And now these three tips have really tremendously helped me the past few weeks, but what these three things have in common is I'm centering them on God. Like my foundation for my fitness journey is my relationship with God. Because if I do not have that, my mind goes straight to my appearance. So anytime that I've been feeling, you know, maybe insecure about how my body looks, I immediately make it a point to pray. If I ever am comparing my body with someone else's, I make it a point to pray. And I heard something the other day that said, if you don't feel like praying, force it, because something is also forcing you to not pray. And, you know, the thing that's forcing you to not pray is the enemy, sin. So when I do feel in those moments any insecurity come up, I'm immediately, you know, ask the Lord to help me recenter my focus to him and what he wants me to do instead of focusing so much on myself. You know, Lord, like, what do you want me to do for this person? Or how do you want me to serve you? Not how can I look better, or, you know, whatever it may be. So that's truly the biggest thing. And so with that, I hope that you've been able to take away some valuable things that can help you in your fitness journey. I know it's not easy. I mean, I've been on this fitness journey for over 3 years now, and I'm constantly being, you know, changed by the Lord and being convicted of certain things. And I'm truly thankful for it, because it's made my fitness journey more enjoyable when I realize that, oh, my appearance is not something that should be the main focus. And I hope that you can look at your life and see if you need to make any internal changes, and then with that, change any of your daily habits to really make the focus off of your appearance. And if you do have any questions for me, if you want me to elaborate on anything I said, feel free to DM me at adriana.refrano on Instagram. But I thank you so much for listening. And if you did enjoy this episode, feel free to leave a rating and a review if you'd like. But other than that, I will talk to you next week. Let's keep creating a life we love together.